Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight frolics around the world. Just act as stupid as you can.
I wish I could right now.
One more time, let it go. Go, go, go.
Stupid thing. Well, that's it.
The day the music died. Where's my music?
Stupid
moron.
Thank
Where's
you.
The music, you moron? Where
I'm
did you escape from? United States to run for presidency, you gotta be totally implemented. Now they do an interview, see, and the interview goes all over the world, and you say implemented to the occupation of the improvised president. I get here's an example. Now, Mr. Jack, why are you qualified to be president of the United States?
I have a lot of confidence in this country. Well, let me ask you a few simple questions. Are you married?
Yes, sir, I'm married. I'm very happily married.
Well, how many girlfriends do you have?
Well, I don't have any girlfriends. I'm married.
Oh, that's no good. Anyway,
are you an honest man?
Well, of course I am. Last year, I found $2 in the street, and I reported it to the IRS.
$2?
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't you have any outstanding tax bills that you owe the IRS, like $50 million?
Oh, no, sir. I would never cheat the government. You wouldn't cheat the government?
And you're not. That's not good. You have to be a cheat and a liar and a crook.
Now, how many years have you been in jail?
God, I've never been in jail.
Are you good at giving speeches?
Well, I'm a little shy, but I think I can get through it. Give me a pretzel.
A what?
A pretzel. I love pretzels. I have to have pretzels.
You mean you... Wait a minute. You've never been in jail. You're married. You don't have a girlfriend. You don't cheat the government. You don't owe any taxes.
That's right.
In other words, you're a stupid idiot and you're not qualified to be president. You must be a dishonest, no good scoundrel. A man who doesn't care about anything. A man whose concept is illuminated to the earth.
Illuminated? What's that mean?
That's an Italian word. It means lost.
Well, I'm not lost. I'm
sorry, sir. You are too honest to be president of the United States. Now get out.
Yeah. That's the philosopher's story on president of the United States. Did you hear about that? They're going to change all the rules now.
If you're honest, you can't be president anymore. You have to have at least 3 investigations pending on you.
More.
You have to have at least spent 3 or 4 years in jail, convicted or unconvicted.
I tell you, boy, what's this country coming to? Anyway, Inner Sight, Frolics, and let's see, Louie will be here later if we can get him in. Louie, oh, my dear, my good classmate from years ago, Kimmy Dinigan will be here, and we'll have, we may have the two old ladies stop in, you know, from Florida, and they mind everybody's business, Gertie and Marty.
Oh,
Gertie
my.
And who? Gertie and Myrtle. I mean, Myrtle and Girdle. Myrtle and Girdle. All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. And I want to thank Joanne Diamond for the food for my dog. I tell you, I thought I was going in the dog food business. The boxes wouldn't stop coming. Three trucks pulled up. Three trucks. And they unloaded the food. And I said to the guy, I said, wait a minute. I said, is this legal? You sure you didn't hijack this food? He said, it comes from New Jersey direct. Excuse me. Pays to buy the best. Anyway.
Yes, it does.
So, Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, phone number. Joanne Diamond, the Key to Lady. And check them out. Big East, the Key to Rescue at Verizon.net. All right, let's see. We're brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. By the way, this show is dedicated to a day for Milton. May 19th at the Brewing Hall. Belport, New York, from 11. Milton, the guide dog that was killed six months ago or more.
Yeah.
A horrible, horrible death in a horrible place who killed him. Right out here on Long Island. School. Trainer killed the dog. All right. Day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewing Hall. Check the Able News for all the detail right inside the front page. Able News, big picture of Milton. Inner Sight, brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. All our friends over there, we thank them for promoting the day for Milton. Let's see, Suffolk Bus Corp, promoting the day for Milton. We thank you so much for that. Kennedy Realty. I don't know if he's got the flyer yet, but he'll have it next week. Kennedy. What?
I will send it to him just in case.
Oh, go ahead. Send it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to him right now.
Yeah, while we're on the phone, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. My buddy over there. Nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary. Dog food, cat food, and medical when he's able to do it. And thank Gary for posting our day for Milton. 631-484-3085. All right. Don't forget, Louie will be in here later. And we're going to try to have a Jimmy Dinigan episode from school, you know. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see, who else we got? Shelby's Kitchen. Great, great place. And you'll see signs of Milton over there. That's where he spent many, many hours. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Belport, New York, right across from the Brewing Hall. Brewing Hall, where we're going to have the day for Milton. All right. Shelby's Kitchen. Hey, you want to learn how to stay in shape and you want to learn how to be a bully? Call Devin. I mean, no. Wait a minute. Will you cut that out? Who put this in here? Trying to sabotage my show. You want to learn how to protect yourself from bully? Oh, well, there's the word protect. Somebody crossed it out. All right. Protect yourself from being from a bully. 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight. So give Dev a call. Tell him you want to protect yourself from bullies. All right. Let's see. What else we got? I had a note here. Don't forget Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. You can click it on MNN.org, Spirit Channel 3, Wednesday night. That's the main, how to watch that online, right?
By the way, 19... Don Ripple stopped by.
What? I can't
by
hear
the way,
you.
Don Ripple stopped by. He's waiting for you.
Who?
Don Ripple stopped by. He's waiting for you.
Oh, you found it? All right. Wait.
Yep.
1997 in Manhattan, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. Channel 84 is another channel. And Verizon Files 35, all in Manhattan. But if you want to see it online, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. You'll see all about the day for Milton and why we're doing it. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, our comedy show, Inner Sight Frolics. And, you know, we had to interview these two ladies to get them on, you know. You know, this is an exclusive show, folks. I don't want you to think that we're a fly-by-night, you know, that we escape. I mean, we do escape. We have escaped, but... we don't escape anymore. Anyway, Gertie and Myrtle. Myrtle and Gertle in Florida, you know. And they're retired, and all they do is sit around and mope and eat. They eat, what do they eat all day? Italian bread. Anyway, the two ladies, Gertie says to Myrtle,
"Well, what are you looking at? What's wrong with you? I thought you had trouble with your eyes." "Well, I do have trouble with my eyes. I had to go to the eye doctor." "Well, what did he say?" "I don't know. I couldn't see him." "That's funny. You couldn't see him. What's the matter with you?" Why didn't you tell your guide dog to find him?" I had to leave my guide dog home. He's allergic. He's allergic to my dog. I had to leave him home, so I couldn't see him. I couldn't find him." "Well, what? How long do you know this doctor?" "I know him about 49 years." "49 years? Wait a minute. How old is this geezer?"
"He'll be 101 next week."
"Yeah, right.
101? And he's still a doctor?" "Well, of course he's a doctor. You never learn. You never stop being a doctor. Once you learn how to give people poison, you do it all your life." "You do it all your life, Gertie. What's the matter with you? Don't you know that? Don't you know how they make their money?" "What do you mean, Myrtle?" "Well, it's simple. See, they give people, they read the bottle from the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration. They read the bottle and then they figure it out. Now I got 25 bottles here. Each one of these bottles is worth at least $10,000 because when the person gets the side effects from this bottle, I'm going to make $10,000.
That's about right.
Woo! That's terrible. They can't do that. They get away with it, Gertie. They get away with it. They've been doing it for years. This guy's 101. He hasn't retired yet. He's still waiting for his pension. 101 and a pension? How much is he going to get?
$40 million a week.
$40 million a week?
Yeah, because he's got a lot of bottles.
don't know. Why do you go to a doctor like that?
Well, he's a good doctor.
A good doctor?
Yeah, he's the only one that can examine me in my eyes, and he doesn't need glasses. He doesn't need glasses. How can he examine you? Well, he's got a big flashing light in his office, see? And I said, Doc, do I have it or I don't? Well, what did he say? He said, I don't know. I can't see. I'm blind. Woo! And he pulled out another bottle. He said, here, take these pills. Make sure you take the whole bottle. I need more money. Woo!
I wouldn't go to that doctor if I were you. I think he's a scoundrel. He's a fraud. He's a phony.
No, he's a good doctor. That's why he knows about eyes, because he's blind.
Woo!
Anyway, Curly and Martin, I don't know if she could, well, she has a guide dog, so I guess she's, why does she go to an eye doctor?
Okay. The health of the eye.
All right, in a sight. What'd you say you had a Don Rickles?
Yeah, I'm hoping it.
Peace. How long is it, do you know?
Almost 9 minutes.
All right, play the Don Rickles and then we'll do something else. Can you play it?
I'm hoping.
Now, how stupid can you get? You can't get more stupid than this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Now I'm here. I don't know what happened with them.
Where's the Don Rickles?
He's there. He's just talking very low because somebody else is talking. We can't talk it when we listen to him.
Your phone is cracking up now. Because you're stupid. You're a moron.
See that? It's called Apple is a moron.
Well, where's the Don Rickles?
He's on. He just got, what?
He's on. I can't hear. I don't hear anything. Nobody hears anything. Are you for real? Why
yes,
don't you
I
go
am.
Back to the, why don't you go back to the mental institution you came from?
Yeah.
Woo! Tell them to give you more pills. That's what you need. More pills. Give me some Honeymoon and Music. Forget about that. There's nothing on it.
No, there is. It's just that it's very low because they kept the
play the Honeymoon and Music.
Yeah. Don't
tell give me any damn ass speeches. You're fired. Oh, shut up.
I wasn't hired. Never was. One second,
all
I'll
right.
get there.
Honeymooner.
1 minute.
Here we go.
Yes.
Hopefully
it's right.
All right, in a sight, frolic.
Wait, you get honeymooners. Give me a second, it's right here.
We're live, we're not dead. right here. What is it? What's the matter, Norton? Are you all right? What, are you having an attack or something? Water, water, water. I need water. You dirty old. Now listen. You want water, and I'm going to give you water. Now, you should treat the janitor with more respect, see? Help him out. Don't be so hard on the janitor. Being janitor is a hard job, you know. Janitor deserves to tip him once in a while. Give him a bonus. Christmas, New Year's, Easter. Gee, wait a minute. The job was that good, I'd take it myself. Too late, I beat you to it. Now, I'm going to give you water. As you know, water seeks its level. Ralph, we've heard rumors to that effect in the sewer. Yeah. Now, we got to go down the basement and clear away the pipes. So I can get in there and turn that wheel. Come on, Norton. Wait a minute. You want me to go down there? Well, you want water, don't you? You have to assist the janitor. Now, let's go. All right. Move those boxes out of the way. That's it. Let's see. Water seeks its level. Now, maybe if I turn this wheel... we'll get more pressure. That's it. The reason you don't have water, Norton, is because there's not enough pressure. Well, I had pressure on the brain there when I was in the Navy. They had to take me to the hospital. Yeah, well, they didn't keep you there long enough. You still got pressure on the brain. Ralph, not only do we don't have water, now the basement's all flooded. Never mind that. Get that pump over there. Now, let me get in there. Wait a minute, Ralph, wait a minute. Wait. You're going to get in between those pipes? You'll never get out. Never mind that. Help me, Norton. You got to get me out of here. These pipes are killing me. I told you, Ralph. I told you not to get in there. You're just a little bit too chubby there. The flesh is willing, but the spirit is weak. You mean the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's it. That's what I said. You stupid idiot. Help me get out of these pipes. Wait a minute. I better call the fire department. Never mind. Don't call the fire department. There's no fire. Well, you look like you're burning up there, Ralph. You want water? I'm going to give you water. Now take this wrench and go upstairs and turn that faucet. Turn the faucet. That's right. Turn it off! Turn it off! All right. Inner sight, and Ralph didn't have to take a bath. Bath in the pipes. No water. And the janitor. And then Norton becomes the janitor. That's when Ralph goes berserk. All right, inner sight. Frolics. Let's see. We get a time check here. 8:24. Is Louie on the line? Anybody on the line?
We have Lorraine.
What?
And we have Lorraine and Anthony. Who do you want? Anthony is not chimed in, though.
You have Anthony and who else?
And Lorraine.
Oh, Lorraine. Yeah, bring Lorraine in. We got to get some.
Okay.
See if we can get some sound effects in here. Hey, Lorraine, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi. Give us a big round of applause, would you?
Well, I'm in another room, and I got to go over to the other room.
Oh, well, go ahead, and then can you get me? I tried to call you earlier, but I couldn't get you.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Can you get the applause or not?
Yeah, I can get it. I just have to get out of this bed and go over to the other room.
That's it.
Where I have all my music and stuff.
All right. By the way, the number here is 213-816-1650. And in the meantime, why don't we have a little, give me a little Lauren Hardy music. We'll goof around with that.
Yeah.
What it says here, Stanley, in the paper. What is that? It's a big contest downtown. A big contest? What's it about? Well, you can win $100. What do you have to do? It's very easy. Eat a lot of food that's gassy. Gassy? Wait a minute, I don't want to eat, I'll get bloated. Well, you don't have to eat a lot of food that's gassy, you're already gassed away. Never mind. It says here, whoever blows the biggest fart has got $100. Wait a minute, you don't mean to tell me that you're going to go in there and blow a fart in there, do you? Well, of course I am. I want that $100. I never heard of such a thing in my life. Well, you heard of it now. Now, are you coming with me or not? Do I have to? Well, of course you have to. I need a witness. A witness? Yes. If I blow the biggest fart and I don't win, I'm going to sue him. You're going to sue him. You're going to sue him over a fart? It'll be the sue fart. The sue fart. Woo! Now, come on, Stanley. Come along. All right. Line up. What's that smell in here? I'll give you one guess, buddy. Now line up. Line up. Put your... We have a song that we sing, see, to get people in the mood. Bye, bye, Blackbird. Here I come, ass and all. Put it up against the wall. Bye, bye, Blackbird. Hey, Ollie, why is this wall all full of brown spots?
Oh.
That's from previous spots, brown spots. Now, who goes first? I was here 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh. I was eating prunes all night. All right, that's enough. All right. How about the fat one? Go ahead, Ollie. It's your turn. Make it a good one. It's a good thing I bought extra underwear for them. All right. Now the skinny guy. Come on, get over here. Go ahead, Stanley. Because I'm all farted out. I can't do another one. Go ahead, Stanley. Please help me. Help me. Well, give me that prune juice, would you? Drink a whole gallon? No, I can't drink that much. Ah! Well, that's it. So who wins $100? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, boys, but earlier, a fella come in here with a gun, and we had a robbery, and he took all our money. What? You dirty, no-good scoundrel. That's what he is, isn't it? There's no money to pay anybody. We don't have the money. It's a pretty stinky operation, if you ask me. Woo! All right, in a sight. And the stupid stuff. You know, it doesn't have to make sense. It just has to be stupid.
Mm-hmm. And funny. That's it.
Reminds me of the time when Jimmy Dinigan came into school, see? And we used to lay farts in school too. You know. Everybody thought it was funny. Who's on the phone?
Louie.
Oh, Louie, all right. Let's get Louie in here. Louie the Lip on Inner Sight Live. Here he is. Give Louie a big round. Can we get a round of applause for Louie? Hey, Louie the Lip.
Hey, hey,
oh.
Hey.
All right.
All right.
Let's hear it for him. Hey. How much sangria did you drink today?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Lou. Hello
to you too.
Who's this? Yeah. Lorraine or Suzanne?
Both of us.
Yeah, both of us.
My name is Stan Laro, and this is my partner Oliver Hardy. I'm going to give out the love drops to the ladies. I want to dance to the disco dance floor, right? And meanwhile, I mean, I have to stop off at the restroom and give it out the swab to the ladies.
Yeah. What do you do?
I talked to Jerry Lewis and Pat Cooper all about the swab. I'll tickle your feathers.
That's it. Tickle your feathers. All right. Yeah, so listen, did you drink any sangria today?
Yeah, why?
Sangria. Did you drink any?
Nah, I drink a little bit.
Oh.
I put love potion in it.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Oh. Well, who's the girl? Where's the girl?
Some with the lingerie thing and the boots.
With the what? The lingerie?
Yep.
Oh. Well, listen. Let me ask you a question, Louie. Now, when you go to the mall, see, What do you do? Yeah. Do you walk around looking for girl stores, or are you going to guy stores?
I go to the Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret? Well, it's no secret now, that's for sure.
No.
I suffer from Frederick from Hollywood.
Frederick's of Hollywood? Where is that? There's no Frederick's of Hollywood in that mall.
They got stock. They got fishnet stocking, and you got dresses. You got dresses, lingerie, and then robe.
And that's not even Hollywood.
Yeah. Those ladies there are getting it on.
Yeah, so when you go in there, what do you do? You talk to the ladies?
The mistress dresses they got.
The what?
The mistress.
Mistress?
Mistress.
Wait. Who? Why is it a misfit?
The dungeon, you know, the misfit with the pretty ladies and the high heel shoes and the leather boots.
Oh.
Well, let me ask you something. Did you ever see a lady in there? She weighs about 550 pounds, and she wears these shoes. Size 3 shoe. See? And she went in there one time trying to buy a pair of shoes. And she's 550 pounds. And,
that's
and
she
told
heavy.
The guy, I want a small shoe. I got a small foot. Don't give me any. He said, but lady, please, you know. So he's trying to get this little foot. Little shoe on her big foot, see? And finally she gives him a boot in the ass and he goes flying across the store. You ever see that lady in there?
I better watch out, Frank. Susan, have to listen. They got to turn the ladies on you. I hope you're listening on the radio. I'm blocked on radio to get in on with the ladies.
What'd you say? What's that word you use, abolition?
Listening to those ladies turning them on.
Wait a minute. Well, what's abolition? What is that?
Suzanne, I know about the pretty ladies, you know. Take it easy, Suzanne. I'm just, Frederick from Hollywood, the lingerie and a fishnet and the
fishnet?
Mistress. Yeah, fishnet.
How many
fish? Stockings.
How many fish did you catch?
The fish net is like a hosiery.
Oh, I thought you throw that in the ocean and it comes up with a whole batch of fish. Scungili,
yeah.
That they say in Italiano.
I thought
fish
it was piranhas.
Net. Yeah. All right, so the fish net, but you don't put that over your head, do you?
No, don't put it on your head. Put it on your leg.
Yeah.
Put it over his head. Imagine if you put the fishnet stocking over your head and you walk down the street with that.
Oh, no.
No, I won't do that. No.
That would be a sight.
Nope.
People would think you went crazy or something. Well, maybe they wouldn't even look at you.
Yeah.
They would look at him and just turn their head away like, okay, we've seen it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've seen everything now.
The fishnet Spaniards.
Oh, wow.
839, New York.
Hey,
all right,
I'm having fun with the ladies.
No, it's nice. Enjoy yourself, Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Louie, you know that song
not gonna
by...
Fight. They're not going to nibble me. They're just too kissy-kissy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, Lou, you know what's a good song for Lady? Lady, you know that song, Lady?
Ladies' night, got a feeling right. That's a ladies' night. Oh, what a night. That's a ladies' night.
and you know, feeling right. That's those ladies like, oh, what a night, oh, what a night.
That's not the one I meant, but that's all right.
Yeah.
The one by Kenny Rogers.
Yes, that lady.
I wish I could
know
sing
that
it.
One.
Anyway,
lady,
that's it. I remember that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm having Wish
that's
I could sing it. I have to learn the words.
That's pretty.
Yeah, that would help.
Good.
Yeah.
When you go in the store, sing that song.
That advice.
Hey, ladies, you're turning me on. Woo!
Put the fish.
Those ladies are turning me on. Oh, my God.
Put the fish net on your head and sing that song.
No, what are you doing? No fish net on your head.
Woo!
Hey, you got two songs, Suzanne, with Frank Peril. They're turning the ladies on. I got to tell Connie and Chrissy all about this.
That's it.
Go ahead.
Go on, Connie and Chrissy, and sing that song. With the fish net on your head.
Oh, yeah, that's going to look good.
All right, In Sight. And Louis Rivera, it's always fun. Louis the Lip.
Louis the Lip. Okay. And fine, ladies. One of these days, I'm going to go to Victoria's Secret on live at the Victoria store in South Shore Mall. I got the microphone interviewing Connie with and Chrissy with those ladies lingerie. They like to get it on with Louis Rivera. They can dance on the dance floor and giving out the lob drops on the corner.
All right. Hey, Lou, you got any? You want to do another song before you go or what?
Nah, some other time.
All right. Well, listen, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, ladies, I love you,
love you
Suzanne
too.
And Lorraine.
Thank
we
you.
Love
I love you,
you
too. Mm-hmm.
How about
we
a big
you.
Hand for Louie? Come on.
Let's hear
it. Louie Rivera. On In Sight.
All right.
Thank you, Louie.
Have a good weekend, Suzanne. Love you.
Love you too, then.
All right, get them out.
Get
them
on, ladies, of Victoria's Secret.
Get them out of here.
Take care. I love you.
Not sick, get them out of
here.
And we are doing that.
I used to, my doctor, I'll tell you a story about my doctor. It was so funny. But anyway, a day for Milton, May 19th, less than a month away now at the Brewing Hall, Bellport. 11 to 2 Friday, May 19th, and we're going to have a lot of fun over there praising Milton. Check the Able News online, Able News, all the details with a big picture of Milton. Able News, just open up the front page and there's Milton. All right, that's the best way to get the detail, and if you want to help, put it up on your Facebook, Instagram, wherever you can put it. Appreciate that. I want to thank all the people that are doing that and people that have put it up on their Facebook for us. Talking to a girl today in the health store. She said she took a flyer. She said, I'm going to give it to the person that had the biggest Facebook in this store.
Okay.
So, thank you so much for that. We appreciate that, man. Dave from Milton. In a Sight. All right. Next week we come out in 4 papers and a magazine. In addition to the 2, I'll make over a half a dozen publications. So I'm in my doctor's office one day. You know, I know this guy 40 years, you know, friend of mine, you know. And he goes around the office. All right, who's sick in here? Anybody sick? If you're not sick, get out. he tells people to get out if they're not sick, you know. So I got my guide dog with me, you know, and Minnie comes in. Now Minnie is a woman about 90 years old, and she always thinks that she's sick. And Harry says there's nothing wrong with her, you know. If she comes in there, and she starts in with Harry, you know, and then you gotta send me to the hospital. I got it. I know I got it. Where is it? He goes. Well, you got it? Let me see it. Where is it?
You can't see it. It's inside of me. You gotta examine me.
Well, I can't examine you today. I'm too busy. I'm sitting there with my dog. Harry comes over to me. He says, oh, let me borrow the dog. I want the dog to bite her right in the ass. Tell the dog to bite her in the ass. Get her out of here.
Oh, boy.
So she wants me to send her to the hospital. I can't send her to the hospital. They don't want her there anymore. The hospital banned her. They banned her from the hospital because she's not sick, dude. Nothing wrong with it. Minnie, sit down. Go, and Minnie, go home. And he's going on and on and on. It was so funny, man. And then he comes out, and on the top of his voice, I can't say it on the show, but he says the F word. And everybody's freaking out. This doctor who curses, you know. Did you ever hear a doctor who curses? I never did.
Me?
I once spoke Italian to him.
What?
And I don't know Italian. So he just started talking Italian to me.
I don't understand what you're saying. Say that again.
I said, I have a doctor who speaks Italian to me whenever I do something wrong.
Oh, well, that's different. I'm talking about a guy who... Harry, who curses.
A cursing
in the
doctor.
Office, you know, if he doesn't get a test back, he'll curse out the lab. The lab, you know. He'll curse them out and he'll call them up and he'll yell at them. You sent me the wrong blood, you idiot. What the hell's wrong with you people over there? You know,
you've been wanting me to go to Dr. German, and guess what? I want to go to Dr. German. After
yeah, go to Harry. Drive him nuts.
Drive him nuts. Yeah. We'll just happen to find stuff. Unfortunately.
All right. Inside. Anybody want to call in? 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, the day that Jimmy Dinigan came to school. And he wanted to get everybody to lay farts in school.
Oh my goodness!
And the teacher.
Wow.
And he's telling everybody,
now take some of this. See, I bought this in from home. See, it's penicillin. It's rotten fruit. He said.
Oh God!
Oh, give me some of that, Jimmy. I want some.
And Miss Mar,
Jimmy, put that away. Don't you dare!
He's going around the classroom, giving out this rotten fruit.
Yeah, just take one. It won't hurt you. Just, one won't hurt you. But it'll make you. Make it gassy.
Oh, shoot.
Give you a dance, and the whole room will smell. It smells good, yeah.
Oh, no.
He's giving the kids this rotten fruit on the sneak, you know.
Jimmy, what is wrong with you? It wasn't easy to get this rotten fruit. I had to go behind the grocery store and steal it.
I can imagine so.
He stole the rotten fruit from the grocery store.
Oh, my goodness.
in the back.
Oh, no.
And he brought it into school. So Kramer comes in, you know, every once in a while he pops in, you know. And Kramer says, "What's that smell in here?" And Jimmy, "Oh, you like that, the nice smell, Mr. Kramer, you want me to get you a cologne like that?" "Jimmy, shut up. What? I mean, excuse me, Jimmy, I didn't mean that, you know."
Oh,
and Kramer's freaking out. What is that you got in your mouth, Jimmy? "Oh, you want one, Mr. Kramer? This is penicillin." "Penicillin? Yeah, they make it in a rotten fruit." Oh, man, I'll never forget it. They had to call his mother again.
Mm-hmm.
Says, "I don't know what to do with him. He's driving me nuts." I said, "Jimmy, where are you going this morning?" I said, "It's too early to go to school." "Yeah, Ma, I gotta go to the grocery store." "So, Pop, where you go? What grocery?" "I got very important business to take care of." He went back to Eddie. He put the rotten fruit in his pocket.
Oh, my gosh.
His jacket was all full of gook and rotten fruit.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo!
What
man, I'll never forget it. And all the kids in the class, they took a piece.
Mm-hmm.
They started getting diarrhea.
Oh, no.
And they were all running to the bathroom.
Ooh.
Pictured 15 blind kids trying to get in the same bathroom.
Oh, no.
Woo! From the rotten fruit.
That must have been a sight.
And some of it got on the floor. A couple of kids slipped, you know.
Oh, no.
"Sit down!"
That poor
teacher. I think that was one of the episodes that made Miss Ma retire early.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then Jimmy said, "Miss Ma, can I come to your party when you retire?"
Oh, no.
Oh, man, I'll never forget it.
He would have bought Pale Cinderella to her party.
He wanted to go to her party.
Mm-hmm.
All right, inner sight. I hope you had a little crazy fun over here. Don't forget.
Yes, I did.
Day for Milton, May 19th. Yeah.
Sorry that Don Rickles did not pan out, but I'm on the same microphone. It won't do it. Sorry, it didn't work out. If you're on same microphone, it will not play the music that's on your cell phone.
What music? What are you talking about?
Forget it. Forget I even mentioned it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. As usual. Anyway, we'll be with you Monday, mad or glad. And,
all you do is
you got any good jokes?
No jokes from me today.
No joke. You got, what happened to that Don Rickles?
I was about to tell you, but you didn't.
Well, see if you can play it. Go ahead. What do you got to lose?
I can't. It's on the same freaking cell phone. I have no phone in the house that works. What do you want me to do, Frank?
Oh, go out in the street and yell.
I will.
Anyway.
How much I want to yell. The whole episode.
Inner sight, frolic, and, we ad-lib it. It's all in fun. Don't take it seriously, folks. And don't try any of this stuff at home. You know, you ever see that show? What show was that with it? Oh, remember the old cornflakes commercial?
Yes.
Kellogg's cornflakes. Remember that?
Yes.
Start, Start your day with energy and impact. Eat Kellogg's cornflakes. And then they discovered later that there was a preservative in that that caused caused people to become asexual.
Oh, no.
Not, hey, what do you call it? I forget. There was another name for that. Asexual. Metrosex. That's
metro,
it.
Yeah.
Metrosex. Wait a minute. What's metrosex? Well, that's what you get when you eat enough Kellogg's cornflakes.
Oh, my goodness.
You become imperforated, and your wife will leave you. Oh, give me some more cornflakes.
Oh, wow.
You know, one guy says, give me, I'll have a couple of more bowls of those cornflakes. Gee, I've been trying to get rid of
her. Oh, so wrong.
Well, sir, you get
that's
rid of your
so
wife
bad.
With the eating Kellogg's cornflakes, and then you can go out and have metro sex. Metro, does that mean I can... Does that mean I can have sex in all five boroughs? That's right. Metro is all. The guy ate all the cornflakes. And his wife came in and she said, Harry, what the hell are you doing? I'm having metro sex. What? I knew you had a girlfriend, you dirty, no good son of a you-know-what bitch. I don't have a girlfriend, I have metro sex. Kellogg's cornflakes. Yeah, they
oh,
put that. There was a guy on the YouTube today, I stumbled on it. Some scientists discovered that there are five chemicals in this country that are causing, that in the food, that are causing people to have dementia. And the government won't get rid of them. And he came up with some kind of a method that deters it. Go on YouTube, and Samuel Walker, I think the guy's name was Walker, Dr. Walker. And there's a simple method that you do at night before you go to sleep that keeps your brain healthy. Don't eat Kellogg's cornflakes. I wonder if they still have that same chemical in there, the idiots.
Probably.
Cause you to have metro sex. Woo! All right, in a sight. We'll see you Monday, man of glass. Hope you had a little fun. Don't forget Day for Milton. May 19th coming up. 28 days away or whatever it is. Check the Able News, all the info. Put us up on your Facebook and wherever you can. Thank you so much. I want to thank Lorraine for popping in. Suzanne,
no,
everybody
welcome.
Else. Inner Sight. Be with you Monday. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Woo! Give us some applause. I want the applause. Woo, 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 woo.
Oh, man.
Woo, woo, woo. Yeah. Metro sex. Oh, you cut that out. Give us more metro sex.
Yeah.
I want metro sex. Hey, woo, 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 woo.
And enjoy your weekend.
You too, sweetheart.
You too. And everyone on here around the
thanks.
World. Okay.
Thanks.